Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, the Pod Squad are here to separate podcast perfection from podcast misdirection. And today we're talking about CNN's new series, Persuadable.
2021 was a strange year. For me, it started and it ended with crowds of people who had gathered together because of things they believed. Things that were not true. On January 6, I was in Washington where I watched people who believed the election was stolen storm the U.S. Capitol.
We will never let our country go to the globalists. George Soros, you can go to hell!
And then at the end of the year, I reported on a much smaller group of people who believed something even more out there.
Hundreds of QAnon followers from across the country gathered in Dallas to witness John F. Kennedy and John F. Kennedy Jr. reappear and announce that Donald Trump would be reinstated as president.
Yeah, just a short soundbite clip there of Persuadable. My Pod Squad this afternoon, for tech's sake, podcast host Elaine Burke and our own Cameron Hill from Off the Ball. Elaine, you might just explain the premise of this podcast for listeners.
Yeah, so people might recognise that was the voice of Donny O'Sullivan, yeah, our man Kerry on man. CNN. Yeah, and he's made a great name for himself as a reporter for CNN, and he has covered this area of people who have gotten caught up in conspiracy theories in a really big way. He's even covered that whole QAnon part of the internet and that. So I guess it's an area that interested him. And he decided to create this mini series. It's just 3 episodes long, called Persuadable. And it's looking at how people get drawn in by conspiracy theories. And he takes a really interesting perspective from it, because from the off, he kind of frames it as, like, he kind of acknowledges the fact that this isn't just, you know, people who have a tendency towards lunacy getting caught up in something that's a bit mad. Like, everyone can be susceptible to this. And he kind of talks about his own vulnerabilities and how he feels like he is the kind of person who could get swept up in the same way that these other people have gotten swept up, because they do also tend to be oftentimes quite clever, educated and empathetic people as well. And I think that approach to it, those angles on this story, I think is a really great way to explore this topic, which I think people are becoming more exposed to. You know, we all may have friends and family members who believe certain things that we find questionable, and it's how to reach across the divide is kind of explored in this podcast as well.
Have you enjoyed it, Cameron?
Really enjoyed it. I was listening to the one on Scrolling Alone today and talking about the Moonies, the Unitarian Church, and something that Elaine touched on there. There's a really good line in that I loved where Donny says, everybody has a cult.
Yeah.
That's kind of the crux of that episode anyway. I've yet to listen to the other two. I listened to it yesterday. But just this idea that, like, there's a community out there for someone, and it depends. There's a spectrum of communities, and some can be more toxic and invasive and all-encompassing than others. But I think what he's getting at is that's kind of what the internet is, and what it's done is that you can find, if you have a point of view on anything, if you like Pulp Fiction way more than your friends do, now you have a community where you can just talk about that all day, and it actually insulates you from everything else.
I suppose it's a real insight into how easy it is to get sucked into, you know.
Yeah, there's a nerve. There's a particular nerve everyone has, and if you pluck that with the right cult, you'll be in.
So from the podcast, I've listened to 2 episodes of how many, Elaine?
There's just 3, so it's a nice short one. I thought this would be a great recommendation for you, Andrea.
Yeah, they are pretty short. I just listened to 2 of them, actually, one this morning and one on Saturday afternoon. I actually thought there was even more than that. It's a relatively new series.
Yeah, it only came out in the last couple of months. Mm. And it is a mini series that's part of a bigger CNN podcast called The Account. So if you're looking for it, you might find that the branding doesn't say Persuadable. It might say The Account if you're confused. But it's all under that CNN umbrella, but it's Donny's podcast, and this is his entry into that canon, I guess.
Yeah, it's like a different topic, because he talks about his own kind of mindset too, Cameron. And mental health, I suppose, is an area that's touched on. And
yeah, one of the main themes that I picked up on and empathized with immediately is, like, well, we call it the male loneliness epidemic. I think it's a little bit pointlessly gendered, because I think we are all lonely. And it's funny when he talks about the certain conspiracy theories that took hold, it was when we were most isolated during COVID that they really, that's not a coincidence. It's we were searching for any type of community. And that's why there's been this kind of total cultural shift in the last 5 years. And the people he's had on have been talking, like the guy who was studying under Robert Putnam and as a civics professor, and how like politics isn't just, you know, what you see a politician talking about from a podium. It affects everything in our everyday lives, and how everything's become so fractured and we're not able to make sense of the world anymore because of that sort of doom scroll of the internet and what the internet is basically telling us and fulfilling in our own sort of conception of the world. Like, it's totally warped.
It's funny, Lynn, the podcast, something I love, each of the episodes, they're all short and sweet.
They're short and sweet, but they pack so much in. Like, across those three episodes, so much is unpicked and unpacked with experts and with ordinary people.
Sorry, that's the thing.
It's not just
Donny himself, actually. Yeah. I should say that. Yeah, there's, you know, you do hear from plenty of other voices throughout as well. Do you feel there is that kind of conclusion to each episode, or does it...
I think it's hard to draw a line under what is essentially a developing story.
Yeah, probably what you walk away
from. But I do think that it covers a lot of ground as like a feature documentary miniseries. Mm. It covers a lot of ground. It opens up a lot of talking points. And I have to say, like, it really gets to the root of issues. This is not just like a surface level exploration of where people are getting caught up in conspiracy theories. Like, that whole idea of the erosion of community comes up a lot the deeper you delve into exploring this as an issue. And they get to that in a really, a way that's really easy to understand and easy to follow. Like, they really bring you on a journey. And a lot of it is about, like, you know, our personal connections and our ability to keep community going and be civically engaged is actually what helps guard against these things taking over. And they don't bring that to you in like a preachy way or anything like that. They kind of show, don't tell in many ways.
It's constructive. That's what's huge about it. Like, it's the first episode I've listened or first podcast I've listened to in a while that deals with a topic like this, where it's not just crisis building and this is getting out of hand and this is why everything is so wrong. It's Donny, even just in his demeanor, and you can see it in like his on-screen presence, there's a very, how do we fix this? Like, what do we do to make this better for ourselves instead of just bemoaning the fact that there's nothing we can do? That tone comes across immediately.
You hear so much in recent years, and I suppose particularly, you know, during the kind of the COVID era around the mainstream media and that, you know, erosion or attack on mainstream media that you get so much on social media. That is something that is explored as well, I suppose, throughout some of the episodes, Elaine.
Yeah, it really covers a lot of ground. And that obviously is a huge issue. And even like we were kind of saying, like the idea of calling it Persuadable as a podcast, I was wondering were they afraid to call it The Conspiracy Theorist or something like that? Because what kind of an audience are you going to attract then? But yeah, I do think that they are aware of how this, and they tip on to QAnon and some of the things that people came across organically through like their feeds and their algorithms that brought them on a journey that led them to these spaces. But it also follows that journey out of those spaces, in particular with this one couple where this guy's wife kind of got drawn into that world and he stuck it out to try and help bring her back out again. And they both kind of speak to how, like, if he hadn't have done that, she might have been lost to this world. She might have just gotten completely co-opted into this community. And that's a story that's how really rarely told here.
Have you listened to all three episodes?
No, just the one. So I have two more to go.
You've listened to all three, yeah. Well, do you think, is it very much aimed at, news junkies, people that are maybe in the media world? Is it...
No, I think it's done in a really digestible way, I found. And the mix of stories, the way it has your regular everyday people and the experts that they speak to are very good communicators as well. I think everything in it is explained really, really well. It's really tight. It's definitely not in any sense ever boring because they fit so much into every episode.
They just managed to tell the story and move on. That's it.
Yeah, it is like listening to a documentary, a really tight documentary.
A short and sweet one. You're going to stick with it, Cameron?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think so.
And on your sort of first impressions out of 5 stars, how are you going to rate it?
Oh, I think it's my first 4 in a while. 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, yeah.
I really like it.
When are we likely to get the next episode, Celine?
I don't know if they're going to do any more. So we've got 3 so far. and it has taken a lull since then. But it does seem like there's more to be done on this topic.
Well, there's a lot of research involved in each of the episodes too, that perhaps that has probably contributed to the lengthy breaks between them. I mean, I doubt they'd stop after three.
Or we're all persuaded. That's, that's done now.
That's exactly what they want. So you will stick with it from time to time when...
If it comes out again, I'll absolutely pick up another episode.
How many stars out of five will you?
It's a four, a strong four for me as
well. Four?
Yeah.
It's the first time in a long time we've had... Two fours out of five. Yeah.
There what are you giving it a?
I probably would have given it maybe like a 3.5. I don't think I would have given it as strong as you guys. I did really enjoy it. Like, I've only listened to two now with the three episodes. Probably would dip in and out of it. But I'm not really sure why I'm deducting so many marks. But look, we make up the rules here in the Lunchtime Live Pod Squad. We can do that if we like.
I think it's just like it's three episodes. It won't take up too much of your life.
And that's a huge
bonus. And it's really important. And I think it's actually really useful
information
and grounding.
Yeah, for sure. Our Pod Squad this afternoon, Cameron Hill from Off The Ball and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, Elaine Burke. Thanks a million to you for joining us. We are chatting about CNN's new series, Persuadable, by, of course, the host, being our own Kerry man, Donie O'Sullivan.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.